Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure. It's been quite a while since we visited. We're talking to our good friend Carolyn Kwan, who is the musical director and occasional conductor. In fact, a couple appearances yet coming up of the Hartford Symphony, the fine Hartford Symphony. And first of all, how you been? Good?
I've been really well, thank you.
You're just
doing
knocking.
Some skiing, and the winter is over, and switching to the summer mindset.
What do you do in the summer?
You know, I do a lot of opera, actually, during the summer. And this summer, I'm especially excited because I will be conducting the world premiere of an opera called Stonewall with the New York City Opera as of the Stonewall 50, actually, to celebrate the 50.
Right, Stonewall year. Tavern.
Yeah, exactly. So it's especially now in this current world that we live in, it's something that's very important to me.
It's an escape, but it's a pleasant escape.
Yeah, but I think it's an important subject.
I agree.
Also,
I do.
Yeah, I think a lot of gay, lesbian, LGBTQ community is still very much struggling. So I think it's an important time to have these conversations.
Well, let me ask you a question, just very technical before we get into the upcoming programs. Just a couple left in the season. We're getting close. How is it different to basically direct or conduct for an opera as opposed to a traditional symphonic performance?
It's interesting. So I started my career conducting ballet. So when you conduct a ballet, the interpretation really is the choreographer's interpretation, how fast things go. The dancers have to jump across the stage and jump up, do three turns and come back. So things can only go so fast or so slow. You can only take so much time.
Right.
When you conduct a symphony, it's really mostly, me and the composer and the musician. So the interpretation is much freer of where we can go and how much time we can take. Now, opera is right in the middle. Because singers, the voice is a very special instrument that each singer is very unique.
Right.
For the voice to speak a certain way, it takes a certain amount of time. So while there is the symphonic freedom, there's also the ballet
discipline that has to be involved.
Yeah, exactly. Or sensitivity, I think, is a better word.
Yeah, because I remember a couple of concerts that I've been to. And first of all, let me just tell you this. When you walk out, if you're conducting, you're taking care of business. It's pretty impressive. You're coming out and you work it, man. You work it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was such a joy, though. Especially by the time we get to the concert, it's fun for me. Rehearsal is where all the hard work really happens. And when we get to the concert, we just want to enjoy it and share the passion and the music with the audience.
Well, let's say, and let's pretend that it's Friday night, the 15th of March, and you're doing Mozart meets Klezmer.
Yeah.
Now, what I believe you do is an hour before each performance kind of explain what's going on. So, Klezmer, I'm somewhat familiar with. I did a couple of things at a synagogue, and they were doing, Klezmer music, which I thought was really good. And Mozart, I think we're all familiar with. But how do you marry the two? What's the story behind this?
David, our soloist, David Krakauer, really is one of the greatest clarinets right now in the world.
Yes.
And he's perhaps the only person that really goes to both worlds, this classical world and the jazz klezmer world.
Oh, yeah.
And he understands both. And we were just talking yesterday that, he goes from playing the Mozart clarinet concerto to playing the Goliath concerto with the klezmer style. And, people often ask that it's two different instruments. It's the same instrument, actually.
Really?
It has to do with the way he plays. And in the pre-concert talk, which is when we actually get to talk a lot about the differences, people get to hear about David's story, and he has this demonstration. He plays the melody as possibly the classical way. And then he shows you what he does with a klezmer. And so I think perhaps one way to under klezmer is also, it's the style, but it's probably closer to jazz. There's more improvisation.
Yes, yes.
And he talk about playing classical clarinet as more of a tightrope in the sense of the precision and the elegance all of that. So it's actually fascinating. I think I encourage people to come to the pre-concert talk, and we're going to focus very much on David and the style and how he travels between both worlds, really.
That's pretty good that he can do this.
Yes,
because I've seen some video on YouTube, and he's really good. But
yes,
I've seen him do both. You know, I really have. He's quite – what are the origins of klezmer?
You know, I mean, so for the Goliath piece, actually, the Dreams and the Prayer of Isaac the Blind, Goliath really takes inspiration from the three Jewish languages, Aramaic and Yiddish and Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of takes us through this idea of the ancient language, different language, and how the klezmer sound clarinet kind of interpret those. So, for example, in the last movement, it's a very kind of, you can imagine being in the synagogue and the cantor is singing through the sound of the clarinet. In the middle section, the Yiddish, you know, sounds like a wedding band. You know, it's a
yeah,
party.
Exactly. That's what I've heard. That's
time.
What I've heard. Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think in terms of particular klezmer style, it's you know, it comes from like the older tradition, I suppose. But then, you know, for him, it's very influenced by his experiences.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, seriously, guys, if you look him up on YouTube, got a bunch of videos. And this guy is intense. Man, he works
it. And I would say, you know, if Mozart was still alive, you know, he probably, you know, some of the way David improvised, Mozart would definitely do himself.
He's remarkable.
Well, it's Amadeus, you know, there's this
exactly.
Mozart's totally,
sure.
You know, improvising upside down while, you know, doing his thing.
No, he's fun to watch, and I know you all enjoy the performance. Let's go to March 23rd, which is a part of the, is that part of the Broadway's? What's that a part of? The pop series.
It's part of our pop series, yes.
But so they'll be dancing, and there'll be music, and gee whiz, they go together, don't they?
Yes, so we'll be playing a lot of the, you know, popular dance music that people love. Things on West Side Story, Elvis' Blues Suede Shoes, to Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry, and et cetera. You know, I remember one of my favorite movies as a child. I don't know how old I was. Dirty Dancing, of course.
I just remember
those song and, you know, hoping that she's going to be able to jump up there and it's going to work.
Oh.
And, you know, every time I do things like this, you know, you can't help but just want to, you know, move with the music.
And we do want to mention that there are vocals included as well with Paul Loren and I believe it's Julie Joe Hughes, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So, and there's the styles going from swing and tango to waltz. And so they'll be dancing, but also singing.
All right. And then, in a nod to popular culture, although that last one was too, is, of course, Harry Potter. And what's this about? And it's coming up April 6th.
Yeah, so we've been doing the actual live movie. So if you were watching the movie Harry Potter and Prisoner of Azkaban, imagine the sound you're hearing is actually being played by the Hartford Symphony Orchestra. You really haven't seen Harry Potter until you come to one of these concerts, see the film on the big screen, but then hear the music live. And, of course, I've conducted these concerts with Star Wars.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's thrilling to hear the brass, the strings live and see the musician play. You know, sometimes difficult to see whether you want to watch the orchestra or watch the film, but the combination of the two is, you know, one of the ways. Actually, I think, you know, a lot of our audience, you know, what concert should I take my child to, you know, as a first concert? This is a wonderful way. They love Harry Potter, and but also to enjoy the orchestra for the first time. So it's a great first concert experience.
You know, I don't care how good a sound system a theater may have or you have at home with your surround sound, but if you're in the Belding Theater, or Mortensen for that matter, which a couple of these performances are, but if you're in the Belding in particular, it has a range that nothing can be recreated. It just is, you know?
Yeah. And I have the best seat. I'm right in the middle of it.
Well, there's that. And then, by the way, April 12th and the 14th, you have the Hartford Chorale and you're working with them.
Yes. So, you know, as a music director, when you program a season, you know, you can't help as an artist to be influenced by where the world we live in.
Yes.
And all the things going around it. So when we were programming concert for last season, so we decided to put this piece on Vaughan Williams, Dona Nobis Pace, which is really his grand piece. And Vaughan Williams wrote during World War One, where there was a lot of chaos. And when you listen to this piece of music, the beauty and, you know, this idea of people coming together and that, you know, please, let's just have peace. And it's just an incredible, wow, moving piece of music. And especially now, it just feels like, you know, we really need it. And, you know, I want the Hartford Symphony to be a place of oasis. People can come and just sort of get away from all the chaos in the world. And the Mendelssohn, you know, a lot of people don't know this piece. You know, we all know Beethoven's Ninth Symphony,
sure,
Ode to Joy. But Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 2, which he actually wrote as his last symphony, he has four symphony, but Symphony No. 2 is actually the last. It's his Beethoven Ninth, so exactly the same style, first three movements with just, wow, instrumental music, and the last movement you have the choir come in. And so we saw, wow, the two pieces together, you know, kind of celebrating peace, joy. It's a good
escape
thing to do right now.
Well, listen, guys, if you want tickets, very easy. What is the website, by the way, if you want to help us out here?
It's the www.hartfordsymphony.org.
That's tough. And, of course, you can always make a donation because this is one of our treasures here in the community and should be supported and, you know, just a good bunch of people. Hey, it was fun seeing you the other day. And I'm not kidding about that whole thing, being in Belding in particular. It was just amazing. I mean, the range, you know, I've been in radio so long, my hearing is just about gone, but it's not. But the whole point is you can really sense things and hear things that you can't hear even with the best sound system. So, you know, real people playing music is the way to go.
Thank you. Yeah, and especially the building is so intimate as a space. You really feel like you're right there.
I love it.
With us, yeah.
Well, of course, the couple we mentioned will be in the Mortensen, which in itself is kind of a swell place. So, well, listen, you have a good summer doing your opera, and I guess we'll talk to you, I hope, with the next season.
Thank you so much, and it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Carolyn. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!